You're listening to SBS News.
She should apologise for the hurt that has been caused.
I want to say unreservedly that I apologise for the remarks that were made by Jacinta Price this week.
The simplest way to get this done would have been just to say, look, I'm sorry for that, I didn't mean it.
I take this opportunity as leader of the Liberal Party to apologise to all Indian Australians.
After calls from the Prime Minister to the leader of the Liberal Party, there was just one thing Jacinta Nambujimput Price needed to do.
I don't believe I have anything to apologise about.
For over a week, the Senator has been facing calls to apologise over remarks she made on the ABC, suggesting that the Labor government favours migration from India to bolster their vote. Ms Price sealed her fate on Wednesday afternoon, when she refused to endorse the leadership of Susan Lee.
Serving in my shadow ministry is a privilege, and it is a requirement to have confidence in the leadership. Senator Jacinta Nambujimput Price has failed the test of high standard that I have set for members of my shadow ministry.
Essentially forced to apologise on behalf of Ms Price, Opposition Leader Susan Lee says her position on the front bench was no longer tenable.
Despite being given the time and space to apologise, Senator Jacinta Nambujimput Price did not offer an apology today. And many Australians, not just of Indian heritage, have been calling for that apology, for remarks that were deeply hurtful. Today, Senator Jacinta Nambujimput Price critically failed to provide confidence in my leadership of the Liberal Party.
In case you missed it, Northern Territory Liberal Senator Jacinta Nambujimput Price made headlines last week over comments she made about Indian Australian migrants. The comments were made in the wake of anti-immigration rallies that were seized upon and attended by neo-Nazi groups. Also at the rallies were promotional flyers and speakers using language that targeted Indian Australians, while also spreading misinformation about immigration levels. Shortly after the protests, Senator Price came out in support of those attending and said that being against so-called mass migration did not make you a racist. She then went on the ABC's afternoon briefing, where she made these remarks.
There is a concern with the Indian community, and only because there's been large numbers, and we can see that reflected in the way that the community votes for Labor at the same time. So if they're going to see a reflection that, okay, these individuals are going to vote for us more so than other parts of the community, well, then of course they're going to express a view that we'll get those sorts of individuals into our communities.
Senator Price has since acknowledged that those claims were incorrect, and she admits that she was clumsy in her remarks. Leaders within the Indian Australian community say they were troubled by the comments, which they said came at a time when the community was already feeling anxious. Defiant until the end, Ms Price was still doubling down on the point in the hours before she was axed, repeating claims that Australia is facing a problem with what she called mass migration.
The issue that's of great concern, which, you know, I won't be silenced on, is the issue of mass migration in our country.
The comments caused division within the coalition, with her own colleagues calling on her to apologise and in some cases even compelled to apologise on her behalf. During a media conference, Ms Price was asked about her confidence in the Liberal Party leadership.
Those matters are for our party room.
Full confidence in her leadership.
Those matters are for our party room. My focus is to go forward and to ensure that we're doing the right thing.
The former National Senator joined the Liberal Party in May in a bid for the Liberal Party's deputy leadership position. Almost 2 years ago, she received a standing ovation from National Party colleagues after telling the National Press Club that British colonisation ultimately benefited Indigenous Australians. At the time, Nationals leader David Littleproud applauded her for the speech and said it was one of the most powerful he had seen. This week, when asked if the National Party would take Senator Price back, Mr Littleproud said he wasn't encouraging her return. Liberal leader Susan Lee, however, says Ms Price remains a valued member of the Liberal Party.
Jacinta is a valued member of our Liberal Party team in our Liberal Party party room, and I know has contributed much in public policy and debate in this country and will continue to do so.
Being moved to the backbench means Senator Price is now able to speak freely on topics like immigration and climate change. Divisions have emerged in the coalition on net zero emissions, with Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce pushing to get rid of laws on the 2050 emission reduction target of net zero. With debate on the matter expected to resume in Parliament, Susan Lee's leadership troubles may not be over just yet. Sydney Lang, SBS News.